Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, December 28th, 2009, 4 p.m.
We'll call the meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the sidewall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call roll, please?
Bill McCarty?
Yes.
Rick Buskay?
Yes.
Bill Rhodey?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, you all received a copy of the minutes of our previous meeting. What is your pleasure?
So moved. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. The corrections, additions, deletions? Call roll.
Rick Buskay?
Yes.
Bill Rhodey?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McCarty?
Yes. Next, we have the payroll to approve. Review the payroll. There's no problem.
So moved to approve. Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the claims on the payroll.
Bill Rhodey?
Questions?
Sorry.
Call roll.
Bill Rhodey?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McCarty?
Yes.
Rick Buskay?
Yes.
It says here, review and approve accounts payable claims. There are none except the one that is later in the meeting, so I think we'll just hold that off until then. So at this time, we will have an open public hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to take oral and written testimony in favor of or in opposition to the County Board of Commissioners amending to Section 518, Violations, Penalty, and Zoning Regulations. Section 518, Violations, Penalty, Insert. 23-14.05, County Zoning, Violations, Penalty, Injunctions. The erection, construction, and reconstruction, alterations, repair, conversions, maintenance, or use of any building, structure, automobile, trailer, or land in violation of Section 24-114 to 23-115.02, 23-168.01 to 23-168.04, 23-172 to 23-174, 23-174.02 to 23-373, and 23-376, or of any regulation made by the county board under such sections may be a misdemeanor. Any persons, partnership, limited liability company, association, club, or corporation violating such sections of any regulation of the county board or erecting, constructing, reconstructing, altering, or converting any structure without having first obtained a permit shall be guilty of a Class 3 misdemeanor. A Class 3 misdemeanor equals a maximum 3 months imprisonment or $500 fine or both. Minimum, none. Each day such violation continues after notice of violation has been given to the offender may be considered as a separate offense. In addition to the other remedies, the county board or the proper local authorities of the county, as well as any other owner or owners of real estate within the district affected by the regulation, may institute any appropriate action or proceedings to prevent such unlawful construction, erection, reconstruction, alteration, repair, conversion, maintenance, or use, or to restrain, correct, or to abate such violation, or to prevent the illegal act, conduct, business, or use in or about such premises. Any taxpayer or taxpayers of the county may institute proceedings to compel specific performances by the proper official or officials of any duty imposed by such sections or in resolutions adopted pursuant to such sections. Okay, at this time, I'd like to hear from the proponents of this change. And I'll need you to have you sign in because your name's not on the agenda.
Okay, Sally Reinert.
Hmm.
I'd like to explain why I support the addition of this penalty section. What would be the purpose of planning and zoning ordinances other than to have peaceful relationships among neighbors? At present, I have several neighbors nearby who are either contemplating suing a neighbor, expecting to be sued by a neighbor, having been sued by a neighbor, all over zoning ordinance issues, because suing your neighbor is presently the only means of having the zoning ordinances enforced. Granted, suing your neighbor is probably preferable to shooting your neighbor, but I don't think it constitutes having peaceful relations among neighbors. By adding this penalty section, you make it possible for the county to enforce its own planning and zoning ordinances. As a teacher, I never made rules I wasn't willing to enforce myself. I think counties should do the same thing. So I would encourage the commission to approve this addition. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition? Right up there. And you need to sign in, Betty, so we get your name on the agenda. Usually Dick's in charge of the pen, but...
Pardon me?
Getting a Dick.
Bill's got a lot of them over there.
Give him a quarter.
First off, I would like to ask a question.
Yeah, you need to speak up, Betty, so we get the on mic.
Okay. So what do you propose to do?
On what?
You're going to amend it. How are you going to amend it?
Amend this section?
Mm-hmm.
By passing this? By passing what I just read.
Okay. So you will take away all the penalties?
We're establishing a penalty. It's what I understand. For people that don't comply with the directions of getting a permit. They don't get a permit, they violate the P&Z code, and violation of the P&Z code means that you will suffer a punishment under this article.
Okay, I guess I have a couple of things to read. I gave you all a copy. I'm filing this letter today with my
Wait a minute. That's entirely different from this. This letter you just gave me has no reflection on this whatsoever. This is a separate incident, Betty.
It's all the same.
No, we're going to correct and add this into the P&Z code. What you're talking about is something that's happened prior
right.
to this. We're only talking about this hearing is to talk about adding this permit violation into the code. That's all this is. You're either for adding this to the codes or you're opposed to it. That's where we're, or you're neutral. It has nothing to do with what you have here.
Well, I must have misunderstood it because
I assumed that you want to talk about this in the open meeting part of the
meeting.
Okay. Right?
Okay, I'll save it for that.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this change in the code? Or I should say addition to the code. Hearing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in a neutral position, neither for nor against?
Will this supersede any prior penalty clause, or there was nothing before?
To me, it starts at this point.
This is it. So in the
That's
past,
the way I understand it.
Yeah.
In the past, if someone violated this, there was no penalty.
There wasn't. There are in the book.
Can we wait just a minute? and get this part done, and then we'll go to that question.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to speak in a neutral position? Hearing none, then, I would consider it closed and open for questions. The questions over here.
Well, I guess my question was, in the past, what action did we take? Was there a monetary? Was there a fine?
As I understand, in the past, there was no fines. There was nothing in the codes. In other words, if you didn't get a permit, there was nothing that could be done because there was not a section in the codes where you could be penalized. This puts the penalty into the code.
Okay.
That's what I understand.
Because I'm assuming it's happened before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So our county assessor isn't alerted to a new building project unless they haven't inspected. If nobody got a building permit, there was no way that they would know there were building going on unless they haven't inspected that property if there was no building permit. But at that point in time, I'm sure they went back and collected taxes. Had it been built 2 or 3 years prior, they would have done that, I'm sure. But I guess I'm surprised that there wasn't something here before.
I think that's kind of the feeling of a lot of people.
It just referred to state statute, and this would just add the statute into their regulations.
I remember when I was on the planning and zoning, it was told us, well, maybe Dennis was there, he'd tell it too, and anybody. If I drove by your place, and I'm a planning and zoning and board administrator, and I saw you putting up a building by rights, I was supposed to.
And you're all pretty well spread out, I'm sure.
Right. But. And then I even went and inspected one time for Arnie. He was on vacation. I asked the guy, where's his building permit? Didn't have one. I said, before I even okayed this, I said, you got to go get a building permit. So he went and did it. But, I mean, that's where you run into trouble.
Well, I think this is a good idea. I didn't know how it was handled in the past.
Okay. And it'll be, what I was going to say is it'll be entered into the regulations book front page, and whoever goes and gets a permit should be made aware of what their obligations are and stay within the law.
And I think in the past probably there were some people that maybe weren't aware.
Right.
And I'm sure there were some that maybe purposely did it that way, but if this passes today, I think we need to print something in the local paper because people know there's some teeth in it now, because nobody wants to go to, you know, criminal court. But they need to be made aware that this is coming up.
Okay. Any other questions?
The only thing I got is, and I'll go along with this, but I would much rather see this if you would say, say it $1,000, but you take 3 months in prison, or both. No, I mean, it could get a little nasty if a guy's working out and he loses his job. That's the reason why I said the 3 months in prison is going to be a little tough. I'd rather see him say, well, okay, you're going to pay $1,000. It's going to go into the planning, it's going into the general fund. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's just my point of view on that deal.
But it's set maximum. I mean, it could be less.
Well, it says both.
Or it could be none at all. Yeah. Time served or whatever, you know.
So I think as far as I'm concerned, you know, I wasn't born and raised here, but
Kim says this is a state statute, word for word. Right out of the state statute.
Oh, well, then I guess we're done. Okay.
Dean, I thought you did it.
Yeah, okay, well,
try another.
Any other questions from the board? Anyone in the audience like to speak or have a question about it? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
Go for it.
I would move to pass resolution section 518, violations, penalty, and zoning regulations.
And I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve Section 518, the violation of the penalties due to the PNZ code. Any question? Call roll.
Dick McNair?
No.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McLarty?
Yes.
Rick Boskay?
Yes.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That'll take care of that. We'll move miscellaneous items. Erwin Larson's has asked to be removed from the Dakota County Board of Adjustments. He has submitted a resignation. Need to act on it.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the letter of resignation from Edward Larson from the Board of Adjustments. Questions? Comments? Call roll.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McCarty?
Yes.
Rick Hoskay?
Yes.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Okay, next item is consideration of the proposal of the tentative agreement between the Fraternity Order of Police, Correctional Officers, and Dakota County Board of Commissioners.
Jared's not here.
Pardon?
Jared's not here. He's got a contract with him.
Okay. I have a contract.
Does he plan on...
That's about the second time.
I have the contract signed.
You got it signed?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So he actually don't need to be here then?
Apparently not. Apparently I don't either. But
excuse me.
Communication seems to be an issue sometimes.
Okay, it has been signed by the officers of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 49. So now we need to have a motion to approve it on behalf of the Board of Commissioners and authorize the chair to sign.
I'll make a motion to approve the proposal and authorize the chairman to sign the Fraternal Order Lodge 49 Correctional Officers.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the contract between the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 49, and the Dakota County Board of. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Bill McCarty?
Yes.
Rick Hoskay?
Yes.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, I need a motion to remove an item that is tabled on the Veteran Service Officer's Claim that was tabled from the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to remove the tabled item on the Veteran Service Officer's Claim. Call roll.
Rick Hoskay?
Yes.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McCarty?
Yes. Okay, we now have the claim before us, and last meeting, the Veteran Service asked for $1,000, or submitted a claim for $1,000. And there was not money in the treasury for that, as it hasn't been collected. In other words, it's collected over a period of time throughout the year. So it gets so much this month, so much. All that's been collected has been paid out. We're now, and he has requested emergency relief fund money of $1,000 that he does not have in the treasury. It will come in, but we don't have it now. Now, we can just deny it so the veterans would get nothing until they get the money, or you can authorize taking money from the inheritance tax fund and for the $1,000 to cover this and then have it paid back when the money comes in from the collection of taxes. So what is your desire?
I'd like an explanation from the veterans officer of why we run short.
You're on the agenda, so you're on that side. Okay.
So you want to know why we run short? Okay. When you have people that don't have, or their electric's going to be shut off, you help them out. People need food, you help them out. Money doesn't last that long when you got people that are out of work and need the money. Mm-hmm. So the money that we've had so far is gone, just like he said.
Okay.
Every month, I try to cut it down. I can't cut it down because there's so many people that need the help. I had a call again today. Somebody's furnace went out. What am I supposed to do? No money.
Okay.
I can't help them out if I don't have the money.
When they brought the claim to us last month, last
Last Monday.
Last Monday. We had no explanation, right, Bill, of what was going on?
No, we knew that there was not enough money to cover it.
Right. But we didn't have any other idea of where the money was coming from, why it wasn't in there.
We knew where the money was coming from, because I knew that a week before when I talked to Joan, and I got an email on it from her that we could do it that way.
Okay. Well, I go for my satisfaction, I guess, when you're out of money and you need money, and you put in a claim, it'd be nice to have you here at that meeting.
Yeah, but I had emergency, I go take care of her, so.
I see.
I think you were standing over when I walked in.
Well,
I told him I was gone, so.
Yeah, I seen you when I came.
Yeah.
So I didn't know where you had went. I didn't know you had an emergency. And I don't know if we can cover something else now. We got the Veteran Service Officer here. Or do we want to just take care of the claim?
We need to take care of this. That's the issue on the agenda right now.
All right.
That's the one we have to deal with. Whether to approve this claim, deny the claim. If you're going to approve the claim, you've got to permit money from the inheritance tax fund to cover it and then be paid back.
Okay. Well, now that we have explanation on what's going on, I'll make a motion to approve the claim and to borrow the money from the inheritance.
Okay. And I will second that.
Do you have a dollar amount that you want to put? Do you want to just
The claim is $1,000. Now, you want to take more money from the inheritance tax fund to cover future needs, or you want to just do the $1,000 now, and when he runs out of that, he has to come back and ask for more?
The Veteran Service Officer ought to answer that question. Is he going to not?
Well,
there's not going to be money there for next month?
We don't know yet.
Taxes
until
usually come in December.
Right.
And then January, February, not very many taxes are paid until March and April again. So he could be back in January or February.
So it's up to you how much money you want to loan to the veterans aid.
I know what I have left on my budget for the veterans aid, and I'm trying to cut it down to no more than $1,000 a month. That'll still leave me more at the end of the year yet.
So, okay, we give you $1,000 now. You're going to have money left over.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have it, because see, people call daily.
This money that you're asking for, you will pay back when the taxes come.
Right.
To the inheritance.
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion, Rick?
Sure.
Don't we just give him the $1,000 right now? If he later on, you know, for some reason he needs $500 or $300 or $1,000 again, then he can come over and present us the situation, and then we decided that.
That's fine with me.
For you?
I can come in when I need it, and if there's no money available.
Question for Joan. How does that work for you to pull money out of inheritance? Does that make a bigger issue that if we have him keep coming back for a claim, or does it make it easier if we just...
It's okay, either way. It's just one claim extra, so...
It's another sheet of paper on the claims the month. In other words, it'd be three claims instead of one.
Maybe you told us, but what have you averaged a month since this fiscal year started, July 1st? Have you averaged $1,000 a month?
No, it's some months it's more.
Winter months probably normally more.
No, it's summer with the air conditioning running constantly. And then people try to catch up from winter, keep their bill up so they don't have to pay as much. That's why we're running into trouble, Dave. Or they get ready to, their electric gets ready to be shut off, and then they call.
What do you have there, Joan?
Do you want to know what the claims were? I don't.
For the month or for the years?
Yeah.
What are these names?
No. In July, it was $3,000. In August, $2,000. And
September, $3,589. In October, $3,000. In November, $900. And now,
$1,000. Yeah. And when you try to catch people up so they don't get lose their electric or their gas, because some of them have got propane, mm-hmm. stuff like that, you know, it's hard. And you can't wait for NVA, because you're talking now with the new process they've got, it's up to three weeks. And by then, the electric's going to be shut off and stuff like that.
I think we're dealing with an issue, you know, that we should support the veterans, you know. I mean, it's my concern. I mean,
oh, I agree. We need to take care of the veterans. They're the ones that took care of us.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, we evaluate it. If he comes back next week, then we talk about it. I mean, if he comes back 3 months from now, he might not come back at all, you know. So, I don't know. It's just...
You want to reestablish your motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the claim for $1,000, and if Al needs more, to come back next month and submit another claim from inheritance.
With that, the money you have to put in the motion is coming from the inheritance tax fund to cover the claim.
Coming from the inheritance tax fund to cover the claim.
That cover it, John?
Yep. As a loan.
Okay.
As a loan.
And the second?
A second. Great.
Okay.
Oh, you seconded it.
Yeah. All right. So the motion is made and seconded to approve the claim for the Veterans Emergency Relief Fund of $1,000, and that to come from the Inheritance Tax Fund and to be paid back at a later date. Is that fair?
Fair.
Is that just what you're saying?
It's fair enough.
Okay. Any questions, comments? None from the board? From the audience? Hearing none, call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Thank okay, you. Thank you, Al.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next, commissioner reports.
I forgot to tell you last week, I had we met with a safety deal. We had a safety meeting, and I was on that. I should have brought up the meeting, but I didn't. But you say we got a new... test machine or whatever you call it.
Called a safety mate.
Okay.
Safety mate?
Yeah.
Safety mate.
What is it?
And it gives 12 different scenarios that walks you through the steps if someone's choking or bleeding or having a heart attack. And we've located it in the break room of the first floor.
You should have got a letter.
I did.
Everybody got a letter on it, what they paid. They paid for half of it. So.
Yeah.
It's like $65 or something like that.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up. That was brought up at the safety meeting. So.
Okay. Tony, anything?
No.
Rick?
No.
Hung up?
Well, again, we're the road department's ready for spring.
really ready for spring.
I tell you, this cold spell has really got to you, hasn't it?
Oh.
Okay, first thing I have is that we were informed after our meeting last week that an organization, Norfolk?
Pathway Prevention.
Had some extra funds, and so they were willing to give $10,000 to Dakota County Health Department to cover some of the expenses that the health department has had. We appreciated that, went over and received the check, and the check is here. And the board has all signed a thank you card, sending it back to them. So just so the public is aware of this, we really appreciate their work coming forward and help out Dakota County. The next thing I have is I have a request from Law Enforcement Center that some member of the board attend a emergency management meeting in Wayne, Nebraska on January the 7th, beginning at 9 a.m. Is there anybody that would be willing to go over there? I don't know how long it's going to be, whether it's going to be the morning or all day, I don't know.
January what?
A week from Thursday. It goes... The last session starts at 3:30, so it goes all day.
Wayne?
A week from Thursday, the 7th.
Wayne, Nebraska?
Wayne, at the fire hall. You come into town, find the dairy, or the McDonald's, make a left-hand turn.
It's all day long, huh?
All day long.
I was planning. Okay.
If you can, please let me know, and I'll notify the LEC of who will attend. They definitely want somebody from our board to be there. Also, I was called by the LEC today, and they are requesting that the board representative, which is me, attend a meeting at 9:30 tomorrow to sit down and discuss the recent snowstorm and determine if there was any emergencies that were handled during that time. There is funding available through FEMA to reimburse the cost. So we will be sitting down tomorrow at 9:30 to see if there was anything where we had to use our facilities in case of an emergency. And if we did, we will file it and see if FEMA will support it with the cost. So we'll be doing that at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Anything else? Nothing more. We'll now turn to the public comment. Is there anyone in the audience that has an issue they'd like to discuss with the board that is not on the agenda? I think Betty's up first. You've already signed in, Betty, so we won't ask you to do it again.
Okay, I have two items. As you can read, I'm filing a formal complaint in regards to the conditional use permit granted at the Dakota County Board of Commission meeting on November 16th, 09. I believe according to Dakota County Planning and Zoning Regulations, the conditional use permit should be applied for by the owner of the property, which was not the case with the Leonard Gill property. Nelson Construction applied for this permit, and I believe it should have been applied for by Leonard Gill, who is the owner of the land where the tower is located. Also, I believe the conditional use permit should have been applied for before the tower was erected. I believe the tower was constructed about a year before a conditional use permit was applied for.
Okay. Anything else?
Yep, I've got another one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm filing this letter today with my complaints against you as chairman of Dakota County Board of Commissioners and the following commissioners: Commissioner Bill Rohde, Dick McNair, Rick Boske, Antonio Gomez, Dennis Reinert, whoever did the minutes on December 15th, 2008, Joan Spencer, administrative assistant to the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. My complaints are: the December 15th, 2008 Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, according to a letter from the Attorney General's office, said the minutes were embellished with something that never occurred. That's unacceptable, and it was a violation of the Open Meetings Act. The letter from Administrative Assistant to the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, Joan Spencer, stating that the Dakota County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved an application for a special designated liquor license where Mr. Gomez should not have been sent to the Nebraska Liquor License Commission. Mr. Gomez did not get a conditional use permit. Mr. Gomez did not have a public hearing. The application for a special designated liquor license was not filed properly. On the application that was filed, it indicated that the rodeo was to be held in South Sioux City's jurisdiction. If that is so, then South Sioux City Council should have given Mr. Gomez permission to have the rodeo, not the Dakota County Commissioners. And Police Chief Scott Ford and not Sheriff James Wagner should have given his permission. Mr. Gomez knew what procedures were needed. Proof of this is in the February 25, 2008 Dakota County Board of Commission minutes. All Mr. Gomez asked for at the December 15, 2008, that's the meeting that never occurred, was the dates for the rodeo. Mr. Gary Smith, also a resident and taxpayer of Dakota County, did everything properly when he was asking for permission to have a rodeo. Dakota County Board of Commissioners denied Mr. Smith. I believe Mr. Dennis Reinert was planning and zoning administrator at the time this all happened. I believe Mr. Reinert knew that Mr. Gomez should have gone to the South Sioux City Council to get his permit, not to the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. As a commissioner, I tried to find out from both the Board of Commissioners and the South Sioux City Council who had jurisdiction over the land where Mr. Gomez had his rodeo. I received different answers, as you all know.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board?
Yes.
Totally
different issue.
Your turn.
I believe Erwin Larson has served the county long and well. I think it would be appropriate if the commission would recognize him in some way.
Okay, thank you. You probably got a good point there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board on any issue not on the agenda? Hearing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn this meeting. Call the roll, please.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Yes.
Bill McCarty?
Yes.
Mark Olsen?
Yes.
Bill Rhodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate your time.